I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Classes start today at UConn's new campus in downtown Hartford. I went to visit at an orientation. As freshman Chanel John Charles tours the campus, she says she likes what she sees.
I'm loving it thus far.
The economics major lives in the capital city, and she could even walk to school if she wanted to. That might not have been the case if the campus was still in West Hartford.
This one is actually better for me. I love the location. And, you know, there are a lot of places to go to, you know, to hang out and so forth, so it's great.
One of the reasons the city sought the $140 million project, which is the largest of its kind in over a decade, was to offer opportunities for students to collaborate with local organizations. Several businesses nearby are excited about the prospect of having another 2,300 students and 300 UConn staffers as potential customers. Some are even accepting Husky Bucks, which is UConn's student debit card. Orientation leader Hannah Nguyen says the urban campus offers many opportunities for students.
We have internships right at our doorstep. We have community partners. We're kind of like reinvigorating the community with our campus being here.
Some undergraduate majors can be completed in Hartford, but others are only two-year programs. Those students would have to eventually transfer to the main campus at Storrs, though the university does offer transportation. State-funded costs roughly doubled from the original $70 million estimate, and the project took over 2 years to complete. The town of West Hartford now owns the old UConn property, though it's unclear what the town will do with the land and its five buildings. David DeRoche, WNPR News.